Hello and welcome to the Pals Anime Lounge, the podcast where a bunch of pals get together to talk about anime. The pals are Arturo.
Hello everyone.
And Gauz.
Hi.
And I'm your host Ace. In today's episode we're talking about Dragon Quest Great Adventure of Dai, aka Dragon Quest Dai no Daiboken, which released in 1991. Dragon Quest 3 HD 2D Remake came out recently, so we're doing this for clicks.
I thought it's called The Adventure of Dai.
No, that was the series that this is based on.
Oh.
This was produced by Toei Animation, the studio behind Digimon, Air, the motion picture, and Dragon Ball Z, Plan to Eradicate the Saiyans. Those last two we watched on this very podcast.
No, just stop. I don't want to hear that name anymore.
I've made sure that your wife whispers it to you in your sleep.
That explains so much. I keep dreaming with it.
Dragon Quest Great Adventure of Dai currently has a My Analyst score of 6.56. The first Dragon Quest game released in 1989 and the 11th released in 2017. The 12th is currently in development. No release date yet. Not counting spin-offs. There's been more than 11 games. The original has been re-released on every console generation, but there's not actually a character called Dai in it. My synopsis for this movie is, the Demon King is defeated and peace rules the land. Or does it? Hatter?
After defeating the Demon King, the monsters in the Island of Monsters are set free. But is everything as finalized as it seems to be?
Angus?
After a bunch of teenagers murder the king, his cute monsters go to an island to goof around with a literal child. One day, a group of humans arrive, presumably to catch the monsters and have Pokemon battles, and everything goes downhill.
Well, we open on a generic adventurer party destroying the Demon King with narration. Okay, so I watched an anime from last year called... I watched it recently, called Level 1 Demon Lord and One Room Hero, and that starts this exact same way. Like, even the character archetypes. They got the mage, they got the warrior. Guy jumps in the air, slices in half. It's uncanny.
You need to make a comparison video. I'd love to see it.
We get the title sequence with unexpected child nudity.
I missed that part.
That's probably for the best. I mean, it's Toriyama. There's got to be a naked child at some point for some reason. The narrator tells us about the monsters being released from the Demon King's thrall and now living on Dermelin Island. It's 15 years later, and Dai, a child, is playing hero with the monsters. I don't mean he's acting like a hero. He's literally playing a child's imaginary game of hero.
It's a bizarre sequence because it's running around and he has an entourage of monsters following him around. It's weird.
Hey monsters, let's kill the Demon King. Okay, we'll join you. There's literally a Dragon Quest game that's like that. Dragon Quest Monsters.
Also Pokemon.
Things are interrupted by an earthquake, a mountain in the distance seeming to be the source. Elsewhere, a ship from the Papnica Kingdom is heading for the island, commanded by a princess. The princess's advisor warns that the Demon King's evil has begun to stir again, so the island will be dangerous, but she isn't put off. Later, the landing party is confronted by curious monsters, so the humans attack, as they do, but Dai runs over to de-escalate the situation with violence.
Yeah, I don't know what the problem is. Like, there's a Kingler and Shell there over there, and Krabby. I don't know Pokemon names, goddammit.
You're the one who brought them up. Dai narrowly avoids his friends being obliterated by magic, and a Deranger monster, who can speak like a human, asks the landing party to please sheath their weapons. Dai calls him Grandpa Brass, and the Deranger admonishes Dai for leaving his magic training. Meanwhile, inside the mountain, the resurrected Demon King is gathering a force of monsters. We cut back to the humans and Deranger, and are told the humans are there because the priests foretold the evil returning, and they were checking if they needed to kill monsters. They did a super job on the beach.
And they brought one boat. oh, there's possibly going to be the end of the world. Let's take one boat and a girl in a short skirt.
Grandpa Brass explains that the monsters are docile since the Demon King's death, and elsewhere, Dai and the princess are arguing about who started what. Dai says that the monsters are harmless, so the princess grabs her sword from a chest and tells Dai to give her a tour of the island.
Suspicious.
I'm not going to kill you, child.
Take me to the middle of nowhere. Never mind.
Take me to the middle of nowhere. You don't have a real sword, right? As they walk, Dai gives his origin story. When he was a baby, the ship his family was on wrecked, and he washed ashore. We get a montage as they explore, and the princess freaks out about everything. But then the Demon King decides to control all of the monsters again, so a dragon attacks the pair. Okay, so I was going to wait until the end, but we're not halfway through this, and the parallels between this and Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z are deafening. Kid raised apart from other people, teams up with the first human woman he encounters, they run from a giant lizard in a shot stolen from Dragon Ball. Later there is 100% an Ozaru, the giant ape. Akira Toriyama designed the characters for both things, Toei Animation produced both things. Like, if Dragon Ball came out in 1986, this came out in 1991, so... Anyway, Princess Leone is kidnapped. Had we heard her name before this? If so, I missed it, because that's the first time I noticed her name being used.
No, I think they only called her Princess by this point. Like, just Princess Dot.
She drops her sword, so Dai picks it up and gives chase up the mountain. The moon shines through a hole in the mountain and onto an orb, while the Demon King laughs. This causes a tremor, which makes Dai fall into a crevasse inside the mountain. And outside, monsters just start fighting one another.
They're trying this Pokemon thing.
The other humans are venturing forth to find the princess, and Grandpa Brass suddenly realizes that he's starting to feel evil because the Demon King has revived.
He's starting to feel evil.
I mean, that's it.
He recently saw Breaking Bad and thought, he's going to try that.
Speaking of the princess, she's delivered to the Demon King, who rejoices that there is a fitting blood sacrifice. But Dai appears, none worse for the wear after falling to his death. How did he get in the mountain before the flying monster could deliver the princess? Not to mention he arrives not a minute after the princess.
I mean, everything is happening so fast in this. It's just like one day everyone goes evil. There was no prelude to that.
I mean, it's 31 minutes. They have to pack a lot in. Demon King Hadlar announces that the monsters aren't acting evil because of him. They've always been evil. And yes, this is the first time he's been named. Hadlar explains that his soul was sealed into the evil god statue inside the mountain when his body was destroyed, and it took 15 years for the light of the full moon to hit just the right spot. Don't think that's how the moon works. Dai attacks, but is defeated by the dragon from earlier, which managed to burrow its way to them at just the right moment. But the humans are also there. This makes no difference. Dai revives and saves the princess from being dragon food, begging the monsters to stop being evil. The Demon King taunts Dai, so the kid goes Super Saiyan.
I knew that you were going to say that. I just knew.
I usually say that to indicate any power-up, but in this instance, it's basically using shots from the Goku versus Frieza fight.
Now, this is exactly why you don't overuse the term. You use it all the time. I no longer trust you.
Stuff starts to lift up, his hair goes spiky, there's arcs of electric. I almost said go Super Saiyan 2, but I don't think that was a thing in 1991. A symbol appears on Dai's forehead, and in response, the evil god statue rises from the rocks it was buried in and attacks, because Hadlar buried the lead. It's actually a mech, not a statue. Hadlar slaps Di around until Princess Leona cuts Hadlar's foot with her sword. And then Di stabs Hadlar in his orb, defeating him, and then he collapses. With the mountain caving in, the monsters, now docile again, and humans escape. Later at the beach, Princess Leona is leaving and says goodbye. She lets Di keep the sword, which is called Papnika's Knife. So, yeah, this whole time I should have been writing knife, but I wasn't going to go back and edit my notes. And it's a royal heirloom. The humans sail off while Di and the monsters wave, and we get the credits. So, has this made you want to check out the game?
To be honest, the game makes me want to check out the game.
The new game, or the one technically based on the anime, Infinity Strash of the Adventures of Di? Sorry, it's that the recent game is based on the recent reboot of this anime.
I'm so confused. Which game is the new one?
The latest game in the Dragon Quest series is Dragon Quest III HD 2D Remake.
Dragon Quest III HD 2D.
Just typing Dragon Quest into Steam search should have brought it up as the first result.
Oh yeah, that one! I saw it! I saw a video about it. I heard you're not supposed to take clowns into your party.
Personally, no, it didn't make me want to check it out. But that's also because Dragon Quest III HD Remake 2, blah blah blah, whatever the name is, that's super long. It's just not my type of game either. It's turn-based, and this is a show from like the 90s. At this point, it's almost the 80s, and it's basically Dragon Ball, so no.
I have no patience for RPGs from the 1980s anymore. Just constant grind sessions. No, thank you. I mean, I suppose as a remake, they might have modified it, but nah. Plus, they haven't released the remake 1 and 2 yet. Those are coming out next year.
Yeah, no, that's a no from me.
I don't know why they released the third one. But don't worry, there's more Adventures of Di movies we can watch when those games come out.
I want to say that the game, the new one, looks really good. I think did they redo all the sprites? They look very detailed, and every creature is really animated.
I mean, it's a remake, so yeah, they would have redone all the graphics.
Yeah, it still like the art style of the game still looks like the game from way back when, but yeah, it looks more detailed, more animated. It's nice.
So is it a Yata, a Nani, or a Baka?
I think for me it was a Nani. I didn't hate it. It felt weird watching something that's 30 minutes long after so long of watching multiple hour movies. But like, it didn't add or take anything. I wouldn't recommend it, but I wouldn't say don't watch it. So it's like, it's the truest Nani I've ever had.
Goes?
I am leaning towards Yata because the animation, I really like the animation. They didn't, it's like, I'm not sure what aspect ratio would be back then. Like, you can obviously see sometimes that you're limited to how big the screen would be, so that when characters are far away, they look weird, because again, you would have to draw them by hand, draw the cells by hand, and you couldn't put much detail on them when they're far away. And we're watching in like 4K or 1080p big screens anyway. But I thought they did, like the animation was really good, and I don't think they cheaped out at any point.
Okay, for me, it was a Nani. It was fine, but it's still a lot from Toriyama's more famous works, and it kind of feels generic. I don't know if it's because of all the stuff I've seen since 1991, but... So, does it deserve its My Animist score of 6.56?
Honestly, without knowing the score, I knew the score. When you said 6.5, I was like, yeah, that's what I was expecting.
Yeah. Tough to say put it higher because it just feels so generic. But goes?
Yeah, it's a fine score, I think. I'm just leaning towards Gata because I thought the animation was good.
You're allowed to like things.
I didn't I didn't straight up like it. I liked the animation and the rest was passable.
Okay, well, that brings us to the end of the episode. Thank you for joining me, Artura and Goz.
Thank you so much for having us.
Hi.
Thank you for listening to the Pals Anime Lounge, and better yet, thank you for subscribing wherever you found this episode. You can find more from us on GameGrin.com, finding us on social media, or listening to the Greencast podcast. Until next time, game on.